What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Ross Clifford is on the line. Good morning to you, Ross.
Good morning, Rodney.
Great to have your company once again. And how has your week been?
It's been a busy week. I was actually up at the Gold Coast on Sunday, preaching up there. Some marvellous things that God is doing on the Gold Coast. And that was warm, mate. I could have gone swimming up there, but I'm freezing in Sydney, let me tell you.
A bit cooler a little further south there.
It is indeed.
Now, an interesting topic today, we're talking miracles, and I guess we need to have a look at, you know, do people really believe that miracles can still exist today?
Yeah, look, it's interesting. In America, the Pew Forum, which is one of the largest polls of American religious beliefs, 36,000 adults interviewed. Mate, that's a massive poll. 36,000 people interviewed. Their forum, their report has come out and said that 80% of the respondents think miracles happen. 80% think miracles happen. And my sense is that Australia has that same sort of belief. I'd just love us to do such a big poll like 36,000 people. 80% believe miracles happen.
80%? Because I guess from what we see around society, there's this understanding that, well, I might believe in miracles, but I think I might be in the minority. But that's not at all the case.
It's not the case. And as I said, I think that's the truth for Australia as well. They say about one in three people say they receive answers to prayer requests at least once a month. And many say they've experienced or witnessed healing of illness or injury. So, you know, people are praying, and one in three have had a prayer answered in the last month or so. And I think that's extraordinary. The majority believe in angels, that same sort of 80% figure, and in demons, which is interesting. So, mate, you know, we hear politicians and all sorts of people say, we are a secular nation, we are a secular world. I don't believe that. I believe our institutions may be secular, our governments may be secular, but I believe people in the Western world, and certainly in Africa and other parts of the world, are basically spiritual. I believe that is the case for Australia as in America, and I think you'd find similar responses here. 80% of people say, yep, I'm open to miracles.
So could it be that we're just not seeing people express that beliefs in the way that people used to, by heading along to church each Sunday and being part of a community of faith?
Yeah, look, I think that's true, Rodney. I think the average Australian in particular is very open to the person of Jesus, but really not too sure about the institution. You know, with the Pope coming, World Youth Day, that raises issues, for example, about the church, and it's seen to have a history of abuse, whatever church you're part of, in areas of sexuality, etc., and that's been a grave concern for many people. But also in our so-called postmodern world, mate, I think people are a bit suspicious of something that looks like an institution, or it's got too much form about it. So, yeah, and they don't understand it, they're a little bit suspicious about it. So I think there's this big belief pattern in people's hearts and minds, but hasn't necessarily expressed itself in attending church.
And not necessarily expressing itself in the way that perhaps we would, where the survey says that 92% of people believe in God or a universal spirit. That's not necessarily the God that we read of in the Bible.
Absolutely, and one of the reasons for that is that many people don't even know who that God is. They've never even really been introduced to that God. So often the belief is in a higher spirit, is in some sense of a deity out there, some sense of mind, but not necessarily a personal God. And the survey is making that very clear as well. Although, mate, you know, if 80% of people believe in miracles, to believe in miracles, you're kind of going to have a kind of personal God out there, aren't you? Because an impersonal God's not going to do much for you as far as miracles are concerned. It's going to be a kind of a personal God, a caring entity beyond us is the one that's going to inbreak and do miracles in our midst. So I think the majority of Australians and Americans believe that the God that's out there is just more than energy. It's a God that's got personality and being.
Rodney Olsen here, talking to Ross Clifford today. We're talking about the fact that a recent survey is saying that around 80% of Americans believe in miracles. And when you look further into the study, 92% of respondents say they believe in God or in a universal spirit. And Ross, we're saying that these people believe in this God or universal spirit, but it's not necessarily the God of the Bible. And many people are saying it doesn't really matter what sort of God you believe in as long as you have a sincere belief about God.
Yes, Rodney, I think that's been the big change in the last 20 or 30 years. We've become a global village, and, you know, back in the 60s or 50s, if you believed in God in Australia, it was a kind of a Christian God. That was the only God really out there. But now, you know, your next-door neighbour might be a Buddhist or, you know, might come from another culture, might be Muslim. I mean, you watch the Dalai Lama on TV, and because of our global village, we as people are introduced to all sorts of alternatives and spiritual options that we never saw it in the leave it to beaver type 50s or 60s world. And so I really think this is a big challenge to the church and a really big challenge for people taking that step to belief, because in a global village you're surrounded by all these options, 26 different options for what God to follow. So you think to yourself, well, okay, you know, I'll just go with God in general and not no particular God, and he'll be big enough to sort that all out when I get to heaven.
I suppose there's those two ways of going. I'll believe in God in general, and it doesn't really matter which way it goes, or we can just follow through on the normal way that we do in a consumeristic society, and that is say, okay, I'll shop and find the best value God, the one that actually suits my lifestyle rather than has a call on my life as such, and we pick a God. But can we take either of those options?
I don't think so, because the real difficulty is that when you look at all the different options out there, when you look at all the different gods that people proclaim and talk about, they're different. They offer different things with respect to who God is, what salvation is, who we are as human beings. Now, they can all be wrong, but they can't be all right. You know, let me give you an example. I mean, classic Buddhism, for example, has no God. Judaism and Islam have a God who is one person and totally oppose the Christian idea of a one God who could be Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So, you know, they totally disagree about the very nature of God. Christianity talks about salvation being on the basis of what Jesus has done for me upon the cross, and it's about grace and God's grace reaching into my life, and because of what he has done for me, I'm acceptable to him. Why other religions talk about, no, I've got to earn my salvation, I've got to do this and that, I've got to put that into place, and when I'm good enough, I can get off the wheel of reincarnation and be saved. Some religions talk about reincarnation, coming back in different lives and different lives, while Christianity and Judaism talk about you die once. So, mate, they can all be wrong, but they can't all be right.
So, in the end, we have to come down and make a decision. We can't certainly take that first option of saying, okay, well, I'll believe in God in general and whatever form that may come in. We are forced into that second option of choosing, but not just in a consumeristic way of what suits me. We've got to look at, you know, do the facts stack up? Can I honestly believe in this God?
Yeah, I agree. And when we look at how we make that decision, because it's good to start with a belief in God. It's good to have that understanding. There's a God out there who's personal and believe in prayer, believe in miracles. But how do I get to know this God better? What does this God look like? How does this God touch my life? How do I reach out to him? I want to know this God personally. I want a deep relationship with him. Then you're going to have to ask the questions, you know, what does this God look like? What is his name? You can't avoid that. And as we mentioned last week, Anthony Flew, the world's leading atheist, has now decided he's no longer an atheist but believes in God. He said, look, when you look at the religions, Christianity just stands out like a beacon in what it teaches and its understanding of grace and its message of forgiveness and how it reaches into people's lives. So, mate, I think for me the starting point is there a religion that has a standout point? And if you've got someone resurrected from the dead, someone who's God amongst us, God in the flesh, who lived the perfect life, start there. Look at him. Look at his resurrection, and you'll hear what he says. And he says, you know, through me, you can have that relationship with the Father. You can have that deep personal engagement with the Father. You know, it's just not a belief in God out there. You're praying to someone you know, and you come to love, and you know that person loves you. That's much better, mate. That's much deeper than just a belief in God.
It's been an interesting discussion today talking about the fact that so many people do believe in God, but when it comes down to it, we have to define what we believe about God and who we believe God to be. So it's been an interesting one. Now, you're not going to be joining us this time next week.
No, look, I'm overseas. I've got to, I'm speaking in Strasbourg. Someone's got to do it at the University of Strasbourg on human rights and the case for Christianity. And then I'm attending some ethics meetings in Prague. So I won't be, but if I get a chance, I might get an opportunity to ring in. But no, mate, I'm got to head out of Sydney in this cold, cold winter and find some warmth.
Well, as you say, someone's got to do it, so might as well be you. Yeah, if you do find anything interesting happening overseas there, then by all means, give us a call, let us know. Otherwise, we'll catch up with you in August.
Excellent.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
God bless you, my friend.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.